It's the final day of orientation for NAU students from across the world. They sit down for a luncheon of foods from different countries and hear from guest speakers.
We're so happy that you're here. We're so honored that you've chosen to come to NAU for a semester, for a year, for your degree.
This fall, foreign students make up about 5% of NAU's student body. The numbers have risen steadily for at least a decade.
We've, during that time and previously, continued to see growth of our international student numbers in the range of 2 to 4% each year, or higher in some cases.
Daniel Palm is Associate Vice President for Global Initiatives at NAU, the only one of Arizona's three public universities with an increase in foreign students this semester. It's outpacing other American universities as well. A survey last year, more than 500 schools found a 7% decline in new international enrollments.
The challenge has really, I think in many ways, been a lot of the political noise here in the U.S., and this has created challenges in a number of areas, particularly in regards to kind of students' perception of American institutions.
There are other factors too, like tighter rules for student visas, fears about school safety, and geopolitics. Palm says NAU has so far been unaffected because of its unique recruitment model. Staff travel all over the world, engaging students in person, speaking local languages, and collaborating with international schools.
That really helps us to understand the local educational systems, government grants, and funding that are available in those particular countries in those regions, which really helps us to navigate in ways that are different from other institutions from America.
Hussein Alderwood is a 21-year-old sophomore studying mechanical engineering. He came to the United States from Saudi Arabia.
I have been here for like almost 2 years. The community in NAU is the best I have ever seen.
But Saudi Arabia is sending fewer students to NAU. There's an 80% drop this year compared to last, mainly because the country drastically scaled back its government-funded scholarship program. Alderwood believes current anti-immigration rhetoric in the U.S. isn't helping either.
When you hear the news, yeah, they're giving like a concept that foreign people are bad to the United States. That's why, yeah, it's scary to enter the United States because I don't know, I might get denied.
Other countries appear to be capitalizing on that mindset. Australia, one of America's biggest competitors for international students, saw a 15% enrollment increase last year. Canada, 11%.
But it could be as simple as cost.
This is Paul Amadio, head of Sedona's Verde Valley School, an international boarding high school, and one of NAU's recruitment pools.
You can go to Canada for 30% less than you're going to pay on the dollar here to go to school. They give a graduate student health insurance the moment they land in the country. They're welcoming them to find jobs and be meaningful, you know, citizens.
Amadio says that's good incentive for international students and could be one reason why application numbers are down at Verde Valley School for the first time since 2009.
So we know that there's something afoot, but it's very premature because we're in the early stages of this. It would be negligent of me not to be worried about it because I think we need to have kids from all over the world here to learn and discover together.
It's good for business, too, because international students pay more tuition. According to the U.S. State Department, foreign college students contributed nearly $37 billion to the U.S. economy during the 2016-2017 academic year. Even though there's currently a downward enrollment trend, the United States remains the top destination for international students. For KNAU, I'm Aaron Granillo.